producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the show. Always at the top of this, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. And, of course, we keep talking about the situation with ISIS or ISIL and what's going to happen with this coalition and ultimately arming of the Syrian rebels. But apparently in handicapping this Wednesday vote, the Democrats are splintered on the Syrian vote. Who better to kick this off with than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney? Bob, so it's pretty rough sledding for the press on this one, isn't it?
Well, it really is, and I'm really just starting to have a lot of sympathy for what the president is trying to do, in the sense that, you know, he's brought something to them, and they, you know, they wanted to come there, and it's a free country, but the Democratic side splintered, the Republican side splintered. On the Republican side, some of them, they don't think it went far enough, you know. Now, the president's going to pass this, because to lose it would be outrageous. I mean, it just would send a horrible signal that the president tries to get, you know, some approval and loses it on such an issue. But it's not going to be a big vote. I think it's going to be a vote that's going to not be real healthy. And frankly, the White House, as I'm told by friends, was absolutely shocked.
Yeah, right, that they had some Democrats that said, there's no way, there's too much apprehension, and we're not doing it. Yeah.
That's right. And then Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia, a Democrat member, said that he's willing to shut the government down to stop this from happening.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's one member, but I'm just saying, when you start to hear these types of things, I mean, I'm thinking back to the Bosnia days with Clinton, when, you know, the president got a break on some things, and when... You know, when people encourage the president, you know, he doesn't have a strategy. I mean, he needs a strategy. Then he does a strategy, and it's just not good enough for a lot of people. So he's just got to, proceed with it.
Exactly. Speaking of proceeding with it, they were not happy by this General Dempsey when he was asked a hypothetical scenario about what if we had a problem here in the United States, some kind of a terrorist act. Would we have boots on the ground in Iraq? And, of course, he answered the question saying that, yes, that he could recommend those kinds of steps if that was the threat. And, of course, the White House pushed back on the talk of combat troops in Iraq because he just can't go there, can they? They can't say, yes, we would authorize troops.
You're right, Kate. They can't say it to say it would absolutely just throw gasoline on this whole thing. But Dempsey was sitting next to him, he's Joint Chiefs of Staff. And that's kind of, it's not really under the Secretary of Defense as much as Joint Chiefs is right to the president to report. But you still had the Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, former senator, sitting there. And Dempsey said, well, you know, if we have to advise the president for ground troops to fight with the Iraqis, we would do that. And then Defense Secretary Hagel repeated the fact that, you know, President Obama is not going to have ground troops. But then when further pressed, the general said, well, you know, he's had conversations with the president and uh-huh. You know, the president knows that some things could change, possibly including the use of military ground forces. So the general did not want hemmed in on this thing, and he didn't back off and say he made some type of misstatement. He said, you know, not saying ground troops, but don't basically rule it out. He might advise that.
Wow. All right, and the last one that the press was dealing with, the president said that he warned the CDC that Ebola, the outbreak, is out of control. And you heard also the testimony today of the doctor who got Ebola and luckily got that serum, and whether that had anything to do with it or not. But the fact is that he overcame what he called a fire straight from the pit of hell. And they're saying that these pleas for help from the U.S. are falling on deaf ears. So do you think we're jumping into this? Is that the whole idea that, hey, we got to pump some money into this?
I think there's some things that they've looked at that, in general, the population maybe doesn't know about. Not that it's super secret stuff, but, you know, you do the math, the exponential growth of this problem. And I think what shocked the Washington Press Corps was the fact that, you know, we thought maybe there were some people going, but 3,000 troops. I mean, it just, everybody was like, wow, that's unbelievable. We've got 3,000 troops going down there. And they'll be distributing these home health care kits to oversee the operation down there. So that, I think, in itself, happening so fast, so quick, and of such magnitude of 3,000 American military personnel says that, you know, they are really alarmed. I wish the rest of the world would get as alarmed, you know, meaning China and India and other countries to help, too.
Yeah, yeah, but 3,000 is a lot, but imagine, you're right, if you had some others that chipped in there, for sure. Bob sure. Ney, as always, thanks. Pleasure to
Thank
talk
you.
To you. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye.
You too. Thanks.
With Bob there about a couple of things, which we'll bring up a little bit later on this show, Ebola, how much is too much, and everybody leaning on the United States, and, of course, the big worry. I think the quote from the doctor, you know, it was like coming out of going into a fire pit of hell, how awful it is. And then you have the other doctor who says, you know, I'm bored sitting here in Nebraska. And maybe it's we're in trouble and we can't have Americans being near this Ebola plague, especially because it's spiraling out of control. It really is. With so many coming down in West Africa with Ebola, obviously the idea is treat, treat, treat. But as Bob said there, 3,000 military troops, 3,000 military troops heading off Ebola. Coming up, we're going to let you hear what Mitch McConnell had to say about whether or not to pump the money in that direction or not to support the funding or not to support the funding. It always comes back to the money, doesn't it? What will the House do? Will they approve the money that's needed to arm, train, etc., the Syrian rebels? Congressman Pete King, I think, summed it up best. If these terrorist thugs would behead two Americans and throw it up there for the world to see, do you think they're concerned about bombing Lower Manhattan? Of course not. I mean, he is the chieftain, I'm going to call him, for Homeland Security counterterrorism and intelligence, which basically means he has access to all the secret, secret stuff that maybe you and I don't know, even with a good source. Even with a couple of good sources, you're not getting that info that Pete King is getting. And I agree. I agree that this is a dangerous group. Far more dangerous, it seems, right now at this point than Al-Qaeda, because of the things that we've said before. Well-trained, recruiting, and money, 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 money. They got the money, so they're getting the weapons, and we see what's happening. We have to carry the brunt of this, because what other country is going to do it? So we could have 40 countries in this coalition, but what are they all kicking in? I mean, how much are they kicking in? To me, the people who need to keep stepping up big, big, and bigger are any of the Arab nations. If I'm the Saudis, if I'm King Abdullah, I want nothing to do with ISIS. I want to blow them out of the desert. I don't want this touching me. I don't want this touching me. But the king is concerned, like the rest of us, as to whether the Free Syrian Army is a reliable partner and whether we should rule out the use of other ground troops. The king, though, wants American troops on the ground. You think so? What do you say? 855-266-5283. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. But I could hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street.
It will only be defeated when moderate Arab and Muslim populations in the region reject it. And therefore, the way forward seems to me to run clearly through a coalition of Arab and Muslim partners.
Bravo, General Dempsey. I couldn't agree more. Of course, he clearly sees what the road is and why that is so important. We cannot emphasize that enough. If the Arab nations don't want to be involved, then we shouldn't be as involved, because we're going to shoulder the burden. There's no question about it. We're like the organizer. You know, in the room where you ask for volunteers, no matter what the horrible job is, I know this is a stretch, but what happens is no hands go up. There's always that one person, we're that one person. Our hand goes up every single time. They have to be knee deep in this thing. They have to be. And what's really interesting, you listen to what Dempsey said there. Dempsey got slammed by the White House for, you know, the reasons that I mentioned at the top, because he came out and said pretty much they've had that conversation that what happens if the United States, and of course he's not going to say in those terms, but what happens if the United States were to be attacked again? Would we then have boots on the ground? Would we then go in? And the answer is that option is there. That option would be on the table. But they don't want to talk about that. So when that question came up, everybody basically scurried for shelter. And Dempsey was kind of left hanging in the wind. And the White House saying that, no, no, no. I mean, this is not what we're saying. We don't think that we're saying this, because we're not saying that. They had to back it up. And you know that they've had those conversations, right? It's like my fly on the wall thing. Who do you want to hear talk about ISIS more? In private. Not talking points, not Josh Earnest when he's out in front of the mics doing the daily briefing thing. I mean, behind the scenes, I want to be in the war room. I want to hear Dempsey unplugged. I want to hear Admiral Mullen unplugged. I want to be at the show. I want the unfiltered version, the unsanitized version of what the intelligence really is saying and what the concern is. How big is the concern? I mean, look, we know it's bad. And there's no question that this British executioner and his merry band will stop at nothing to grab and take and pillage and rape and do whatever they want to do, which is what they're doing in Iraq as they push toward Baghdad. But then you ask yourself, well, all of this is happening and these conversations are going on behind the scenes. Here's something you might not know. How much do you think that we are paying for every hour for military action against ISIS? Do you know what we're paying? I got to throw this number out there. Try 312,000 dollars. $312,000 is what we're paying. And you got a couple of groups that are saying, like Move On, that's saying, how could military force undermine non-military strategies? How will we know when our objectives have been met? That's a good one. How do we know what our exit strategy is? Because it's not clearly defined. And under what legal authority are we intervening in Iraq and Syria? But in the meantime, you and I are shelling out $312,000 an hour. An hour. Think about that. Think about that. Are these airstrikes effective? I mean, you know, that's my question for Chuck Hagel and for General Dempsey, who I like, because I think he is very black and white and really wants to call him like he sees him and has, which is why they got caught up in a few little semantics, jumping jacks, over a conversation about what if, the what if game. What if we were attacked? Well, yeah, we don't want to. Well, sure, the option is there to put boots on the ground. You don't want to say that in public. All right, so away we go. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Jack in Australia. Hi, Jack.
Good evening, Kate. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
A little bit perturbed by General Dempsey's statements. They seem to keep forgetting that there are local troops on the ground who are wanting things like intelligence, air support. Now, sending 3,000 advisors, to me, is going to be a bit of an issue. Where's the experience base coming from that they're doing? The U.S. military over the last 6 years has been cancelling the contracts of senior enlisted personnel, the sort of people that would be on the ground giving military advice and training to the locals on the ground. So what, we're just going to send a bunch of military advisors, which are the way things are, a bunch of kids fresh out of boot camp, they don't have the experience to be decent military advisors on the ground or to do the sort of recon or intelligence gathering that's required.
No, but you know that Black Ops is in there, right? And you know the British elite is there with some of our best intelligence people. They're just not really spelling that out.
Oh, look, I'm aware of the Black Ops that are there, and as a former member of the Special Air Service Regiment from the Australian Army, just like our British cousins there, you know, I know the sort of work that they're doing on the ground, and I'm not going to give any of that away. But, you know, this whole idea that, well, we need local partners, and we need the Saudis, the Saudis, the Jordanians, and what have you, are not going to get involved as long as the United States is going to say, hey, we're happy to send our young men and women to stand as a human shield between you and these other guys. So, you know, why would King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia want to get involved when, the American government is happy to send their young and brightest? We need them at home to defend against any reprisal attack. There are forces on the ground who are on our side. They are the Kurds. They are the Yasmiri. Now, they've been very clear in what sort of resources they want the United States to give. They want intelligence. They want reconnaissance. They want air support. They've said, we don't want fighting troops. We want to take the fight to them the same way that the founding fathers took the fight to the British to create the United States. Now, that is an effort worth supporting.
Well, I don't agree. I don't disagree with you about the King Abdullah stuff, absolutely. But they have to be invested in this. Because forget the Arab nations if they're not invested in some way. And what really we're saying to the Arab nation is, we want your money, King Abdullah. We want you to fund the training of the Syrian rebels, which is why Abdullah is saying, well, wait a second, who are these Syrian rebels? Are they going to run right to ISIS guys? Are they incognito? Can we really trust them? I mean, so what really we want from him, from those nations, is the money. Why do we keep spending the money? Let them shell out the money. These are their neighbors. This is their bigger problem than ours. That's what no one will say. It's a bigger problem for those in the Arab world. It's a huge problem for them, and they're leaning on us to solve it.
But the whole world has always leaned on the United States.
That's right. That's
because we've always been, the U.S. and the Western allies, Britain, Australia, and so on. I mean, Australia has stood by the United States in every major conflict since the 20th century. But, you know, they're not going to spend the money unless there's some sort of ultimatum. You know, and I sort of don't want to make the comparison on previous heated discussions we've had on air, because you know you've got your thinking on it. I've got mine, and while there's some overlap, there's some major differences, and I think that has a lot to do with why they don't want to get involved. But you know, we have the people on the ground who are directly feeling the effects of what's going on have made very specific requests. Can we trust the Free Syrian Army? No. That's why we don't give them jet fighters. We don't give them heavy tanks and so on. We give the local fighters on the ground this very narrow band of support. It's not going to cost us a lot of money. And if the Saudis don't want to pay for it, we simply aim straight for their hip pocket and guilt their bank accounts into supplying it. Okay, if you're not going to supply the funds to do it, then we'll do a deal with the Kurds and the Yasmiri. We're going to buy their oil and no longer buy oil from you.
Yeah.
And that
Yeah, very good. That is the best thing that you've said in this whole conversation. I completely agree with you, Jack. Thanks. Tell the Kurds that. Threaten them. Well, first of all, tell the Kurds we'll take it. Move it away and go to the Kurds, which is where it should have been, by the way, in the first place, instead of with the Syrian rebels. Stay with us.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. Pearl Flowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms, for $19.99. Plus, Pearl Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pearl Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. We're talking about the mess that is the Middle East and ultimately our involvement. The $500 million, that's a drop in the bucket, gets approved. I think it gets approved. Even John Boehner saying, okay, so there's some Democrats that are saying, oh, forget it, and the White House is shocked about that, but I think it gets pushed through. That goes through. But that's nothing. That means that more of that money has to come from the Arab world, and I'm assuming that they're going to pony it up. But it is crazy, and the point that Jack makes is one that we talked about with Jeff Atticott a long time ago. He said it's the Kurds, the Kurds, the Kurds. Why are we turning to the Syrian army? Why wasn't it the Kurds in the first place? But yeah, that genie's not going to get put back in the bottle is the ultimately the problem there. So if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. A point is being made that this is costing us a lot of money in another sense because of our other military involvement, right? how much is that costing us an hour, basically? And I already said the figure. What is it doing to taxpayers? And there's a big threat in this country, that are a threat of people that are saying, look, we're not really that threatened by ISIS here in the United States. So can't we just back out of this? What are we doing with airstrikes? Are the airstrikes going to do anything? Are they going to change the mentality of these people? Are they going to blow them away? So if we don't have boots on the ground and this isn't a flat-out war, then what's going to be the end game here? And I think to question the end game is very viable, because, you know, so what's the strategy? When are we done? How do we know that we've accomplished what we set out to accomplish, which is what? Protect the American people from the possibility of a threat? To help the Iraqi people, where we left in 2011, but left diplomats to try to help that country? I mean, again, can't go backwards. Big problem with Nouri al-Maliki and three religious sectors who were diametrically opposed to each other and then did not come together under Nouri al-Maliki. Dan in Texas has the floor. Hey, Dan in Texas. Oh, are you there, Dan? Are you in Antarctica? We may lose Dan in Texas.
Hello, baby.
Oh, we can hear you. Yeah, I think you're in Cabo San Lucas with 125-mile-an-hour winds.
Okay, listen, did you get a chance to check out the information I gave you last night about the 200 illegals that was questioned about how they got their papers and everything there in Tennessee?
Yeah, craziness. Stupid.
Did you find out about that?
Yes, it doesn't make any sense. Again, it's almost like the student visa thing.
Like I told you, this is Obama's way of de facto amnesty. He's going to be doing this all over the nation, and we're paying $6,000 a head for anybody that speaks Spanish that will take these illegal aliens in. $6,000 a head. You figure up 600,000 illegal aliens have entered this country. We're putting the bill for them for AFDC, welfare, you name it, school, the whole works, and it's all coming out of our pocket. Thank you, President Slimeball from Mombasa, Kenya. Okay, now, next. The people that Muammar Gaddafi was overthrown and supported by us giving illegal weapons to him, which eventually got our ambassador killed with very said weapons there in Libya, are now overthrow the government of Libya, and the remnants of the government that we put in power, is hiding out in a hotel in Tobruk, hanging on and ready to run for the Egyptian border. And our beloved rebels that the president wants us to arm just signed a non-aggression treaty with ISIS. They said they would not attack them if they didn't attack them. And now we're going to be putting out $500 million to support these people and put them in power supposedly to fight ISIS? No. That's why your Democrats are saying no. That's why Democrats are saying no. Don't worry about Boehner. He'll kiss, you know what, on Obama any way he can to keep from having to fight. I mean, crybaby is a lost cause as far as I'm concerned.
Dan, thanks for the call. We're starting to lose you there. It sounded like you were out in the wilderness and the hurricane was coming right towards you somehow, but we had a hard time hearing you at the tail end. We got the gist of it, obviously, there. All right, so here's the thing. He says at the end that we can't do that, that we shouldn't do that. Well, Ram says we had a massive investment in Iraq. To sit back and watch it all go to pieces when we have the ability to stop it would be stupid and short-sighted. So who do you agree with? Dan, who says, well, you know, why would we pump $500 million there? And a lot of the people who signed, like 10,000 people signed the Move On petition saying, forget about it. Why are we doing this? Is this really a threat to the United States? Do we really have to do this? Do we really have to spend this much money? Or is it what Ram is saying? Yeah, you know, we spent a lot of blood, sweat, tears, and treasure in Iraq to try to, I guess, help the Iraqi people. In the end, it morphed into that. And then we leave. Dun-da-da-da. Oh, you have your free elections. You have your government in place, which promptly collapsed, naturally, because the wrong guy was in power in the first place. We send Ryan Crocker, the ambassador, to go over again, convince him that he needs to be a part of this, to try to help to do, you know, whatever. And, you know, look where we end up. So is there a point to that? Is there a point that you got these two sides, okay? $500 million isn't that much compared to all the billions we lost and we bled in that country. So do we let ISIS just run roughshod over the people? And in Baghdad, we can't do that because we have too many of our own people there. We have to have their back. Remember Benghazi? Oh, we're not going to have that happen in Iraq. So we can't abandon them unless they all were plucked out of Iraq, and they're not getting plucked out of Iraq. We built that fortress that cost us a ton of money in Baghdad. So the answer is this is the way, this is what they're thinking, this is the way to split the difference. Okay, we're involved, but we're not overly involved, and we keep saying, it's not us, it's not our fight, Iraq, it's you. We're helping you, this is your baby, we'll help your military, but we've been there, done that, and this is a new group, and we think they're a serious threat, but we're not doing this alone. We're not doing this alone because it threatens Arab nations, it threatens people that are very, very close to the situation where these ISIS fighters are. Now, what's very strange and hard to swallow is you've got thousands of these ISIS fighters who have passports from Western countries. How many of them are coming back into the United States? That's where the danger is posed. How many of them will come back in? And then what are they going to do? What will they try to do? Anything or no? This was it. I had my great adventure, and now I'm back in the U.S. and it's all okay. Ooh. I don't know that I want to take that risk. Remember, that was Al-Qaeda. Go to school, have a family, live in suburban Connecticut, suburban Dallas, and the whole time you're a sleeper cell and you are waiting to blow something up. But we stopped it with good intelligence. We stopped the building in Dallas from going down, headed that off at the pass. We stopped, although part of it was because it was bungled, the car from blowing up in Times Square, but that information was thanks to some vendors and other people who knew something was wrong that we got them in the first place, because I think that would have slipped through our fingers. And then there was the plane that almost blew up in Detroit, but that was also missed, and it was because of, again, something that didn't ignite, the underwear bomber, and people then sitting on him, basically. Otherwise, that could have been a disaster. So we know all bets are off when it comes to somebody infiltrating the United States, and not for nothing, but this has been going on for a long time. Where do the most spies in the world live? If you said Washington, D.C., give yourself a hand, because that's where it is. Washington, D.C., assimilating, having certain positions close to the power base. I mean, who knows how close, but I know pretty close. That's good intel. That's not hocus-pocus, made-up information. So we know that there would be this problem anyway, but I think it's creepy that you see what they're doing, and you have that many Westerners, that many Brits especially, but some in the U.S. that are going over to fight with them, hanging out, fighting with them, pulling on the black costume, walking around, totally willing and able to kill people at a moment's notice, and then beheading savagely innocents, the two American journalists and the aid worker from England. So you have to ask yourself that when you weigh it, too, as well. I think it goes through. Even though there's no specific threat against the United States, as King says, Congressman King, isn't it advocating greater vigilance? All right. Hang with us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Over the band. There it goes. Oh, that's like when I was a kid. You know, when you're a kid and you're out there and you're out on the dance floor and somebody that just asked you to dance, you know, you're at the eighth grade dance and you're against the wall and you have no idea what they just said to you. They could have said anything. You have no clue. Hey, we're going for cheeseburgers later. Can you go? Are you allowed to stay out later? I don't know. You couldn't hear over the plane. That was at St. Paul's when I went to the St. Paul dances in Glassboro, New Jersey. All right, so here's the deal on Scotland and independence. It's kind of up in the air, right? It's kind of up in the air with Scotland. There's a lot of opinions about this. The Queen even made her own subtle dig the other day, not telling the people what to do, but suggesting they ought to think about what they're doing. The Scots head to the polls on Thursday, September 18th. They'll hold a vote on the referendum that could end their 307-year union with England and Wales. How about that? They would be flung into the world as an independent nation. See, here's what I would wonder about, and which is maybe what the Queen Mum is saying. You've got the protection of the British fleet. And what about the money? What about the money situation? British Prime Minister David Cameron said a yes result on independence would amount to a painful divorce between Scotland and the rest of Great Britain, not a trial separation. President Obama said back in June, because I know you're all dying to hear this, that the UK had been an extraordinary partner to the United States and had done well for itself as a combined entity. We have a deep interest in making sure that one of the closest allies that we will ever have remains strong, robust, united, and an effective partner. But those are decisions that are to be made by the folks there. So Scotland, would it be smart for Scotland to break away? Or would it be smart for Scotland to hang in there with England? You know, I'll tell you, I wouldn't be stunned if they broke away. I wouldn't be stunned by that. Think of that. The Royal Navy's base is on Scotland's west coast. So what would happen to that? What would happen to the Trident nuclear program? Because they've got submarines armed with ballistic missiles, right, that are all part of that. So think of where they are in Scotland. And I don't know. There's a chance that they will vote for independence. So then what would happen? Would Scotland be part of the military, the Western military coalitions? What would they do? Or would they go in a different direction? Well, you think they would do that. I mean, that makes sense. Scotland would have to reapply to join NATO like any other country. They'd have to gain approval from the 28 member states. And NATO's not really psyched about expanding. So, and the economy. To me, the economy, the standalone thing, I would wonder about the economy. That would be a sticking point. So what kind of currency would Scotland use? Would they use the pound? Would they use the euro? Or something else? Banks in Scotland have said they'll decamp to London if the yes vote prevails. And think of how shaky this financial recovery is in Europe, right? So there would be a significant change if Scotland votes for independence. And I don't know. It could spark a couple of different things. Maybe there'll be other movements in Europe. I mean, you know, who knows? But it is interesting. It is interesting that there is this serious referendum on whether to shake things up and say, yeah, you know, we're going to go with independence. And it's very tough to tell which direction they're going to go in, because by all accounts from everyone that I've talked to, the Scots I've talked to, it's 50-50. It's not definite. Could go either way. It's not definite, not leaning in one direction or the other. Then I think about, what about all those athletes that they always claim as their own? The Scottish, you know, like Andy Murray, for example. I guess can't do that now. If they're an independent nation. All right, something else to throw out just as a kind of a follow-up. Joan Rivers dying a couple of weeks ago. Now there is this crazy story I read on one of the cable sites, it might have been CNN, where they were talking about on one of the shows that Joan Rivers, of course, had a cardiac arrest, and a clinic staffer told the investigators that a doctor took a selfie in the procedure room when she was being anesthetized. Oh, that's not a good thing. Because you don't know how someone's going to respond to anesthesia. So now you've got this doctor who's, hurry up, I'm concerned about my iPhone. I got to flip that iPhone up. Of course, I'm certain not thinking anything like that's going to happen. But remember, they were just doing a biopsy on her vocal cords. And then that was it. She was at a clinic. And the doctor still hasn't publicly been identified, but definitely now it's widely reported that this whole selfie thing happened. And what happened in that procedure, she was trying to they were trying to help her diagnose her hoarse voice and sore throat. So you know all that is. And this is, a lot of people have this procedure done for all kinds of different reasons. They put a camera down your throat. And I guess the medical director had finished that. A biopsy was done. And then an ear, nose, and throat specialist that wasn't, by the way, certified by the clinic that was supposed to perform, as required by the whole biopsy thing, that is supposed to be there, the physician, that's where all of that happened. So they think that her vocal cords started to swell. That makes sense. Started to swell during the biopsy, and it cut off the flow of oxygen to her lungs. And if that happens, of course, cardiac arrest. And then it was too late. By the time they rush her to Mount Sinai Hospital, I mean, she's basically on life support, and then she dies a week later. But it is scary to think that's a procedure that, for all kinds of reasons, cancer reasons, problems with throats that have nothing to do with that, they have these clinics, and a lot of people go and get that procedure done. I know somebody who's in his 30s that was telling me he just had that done because he was having problems with, they thought it was like a cyst or something, and it wasn't a big deal, but now seems like a much bigger deal based on what happened there with Joan Rivers. And then finally, this one, this is a huge story. Tony Stewart, that case is now going to go to a grand jury. And, you know, he's the race car driver that killed another driver. And of course, the world felt sorry for him because, oh, it's accidental. And then he's back out there and he's driving. It took weeks. But now they're saying, yeah, this one's going to go to the grand jury. And that, I think, stunned a few people. I'm not stunned if you look at the video, so the evidence gathered after his car struck and killed another driver who was walking on the track is going to the grand jury. It's going there. They decided that's the deal. They finished the investigation into the death of Kevin Ward Jr., who died from the injuries when he was hit by Stewart, by his car, during that race in August. So the three-time NASCAR Top Series champ, he's a popular driver who's known, though, to be a hothead, who's jumped out of cars and slammed his own helmet against other cars and whatnot, now will face this grand jury. We'll see. We'll see what the grand jury decides. Will they push it forward, or does it stop there? Wow. Interesting stuff. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest-quality dehydrated ABC stew, butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half-cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.